You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm. Located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we come to you from Hackleburg, Alabama, at Hackleburg High School with our friends from Bikers Against Bullies USA Northwest Alabama Chapter. I'm glad to have Mr. Clean, Sean Lindsay, as well as his daughter, Anna Lindsay, with me as they have just finished speaking to the middle school students here in Hackleburg, Alabama. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Mr. Clean.
Thank you. It's good to see you again, Mark. I was glad you was able to make it today. Thank you.
You've mentioned a couple of times that there's been a hiatus from being able to do what you did today.
Yes.
How does it make you feel to come back?
It is the most exciting thing. We've been waiting 2 years to do this since the Alabama chapter was established. And we literally had one meeting when we started this chapter and COVID hit. So, this is very exciting to finally be able to get in and do our thing, do our anti-bullying programs, let kids know that we care, let them know their value, and hopefully touch a student or two. And actually, from what it looks like, we were able to touch several today. We've actually got counselors now talking to kids this very minute that were having trouble that no one knew about. And actually, my daughter here was able to speak with one of the young ladies. And she finally just opened up and explained what was going on. She's a new student, just moved here, and was having a real hard time.
One of the questions that was asked to the audience, who has been bullied in here?
Yeah.
My hand goes up along with
absolutely.
Several others, and I
yeah.
think that's a good thing for people to be able to raise their hand
yes.
and admit, first off, that it's happening.
Right. Well, the whole basis of me wanting to start a chapter revolving around kids being bullied was due to my daughter being bullied a few years ago. I wanted a biker base by being a biker organization, a nonprofit, something that would give us the opportunity to give back to communities, to go out and talk with kids and try to help them, because as a single father at the time, I saw what it did to me was very helpless. You know, I felt helpless and didn't know who to turn to. And, luckily was able to start this chapter up, and it actually, you know, changed my daughter's life also.
Kids can be an inspiring motivator for us when we know something's happening, and then to not only be concerned about our own children, but then putting ourselves in the shoes of others and thinking, well, if there's another child that's out there, we don't want them to have to struggle either.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about, yes.
And as you mentioned, we do have your daughter here with us, Anna.
Yes.
Also known as Dimples.
Hello.
You did a great job today speaking to the students.
Thank you very much.
your own personal experience is what you were able to share about being bullied yourself.
Yes, it was probably one of the most devastating things I had experienced. And see, I'm almost 18, and, you know, 18 doesn't seem like very long, which it isn't. But in those very short, nearly 18 years of life, I had experienced some pretty difficult bumps in my road, built with bullying being one of them. It had gone on for, I'd say, about a year and a half. I was being called names, and just so many bad things were happening to me. It had gotten to the point where I literally had a mental breakdown on the stairs, and I told Dad I didn't want to go to school the next day, and he kept asking why, but I never really told him at the time, until finally it was draining me so bad. Like, I had become seriously depressed. I didn't want to be near my friends, my family. I didn't want to go to school. I didn't even want to get up in the mornings. I just wanted to lay in bed and cry all day. It was very rough.
So even though you knew you had your dad, and you probably knew that you had friends, but in that moment, you felt alone.
I felt alone. Like, I had no one to turn to. Like, yes, it's true. I did have my dad and my friends, but what was I supposed to tell them?
Right.
How was I supposed to explain this is what's going on and we need something done about it? Because being 13, 14 years old, you're at that stage of life where you feel insecure. Like, you feel like you crave praise. Like, you crave someone to tell you you're doing good, you're amazing. But also, a lot of insecurities come out. Like, if someone were to tell you, like, oh, you've gained weight, you don't look good with that, you'll start believing those things the more you hear it, and it hurts. It's painful.
And even if you were to tell, and you told the right person, what's going to be done about it? And once that door's opened, then people are concerned, well, it could get worse for me if it's not solved. Because
right.
If you don't solve the problem can get bigger.
And, Mark, it did get worse. It took me months before I spoke up. Like I was telling the audience, I could have been one of those 15 kids to take my life. I was literally to that point. And if it wasn't for Dad catching me as I was about to attempt, sitting me down, talking to me, settling things out, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you today. I wouldn't have been able to tell those kids my story. I would have been in a grave. I would not have made it past 13, 14 years old.
Sean, how does it make you feel to hear your daughter talking about the fact that she didn't want to be here any longer, but then to also think about you're the one who helped to bring her out of that where she's here with us
today?
Well,
at the time, as a parent, it's one of the most helpless feelings you could ever have in your life. You feel like you failed as a parent. You didn't do something right. You didn't catch it. But then once we got beyond all of that, and in all honesty, I put it this way, I got my daughter back because I lost my daughter for a while. She was not the spunky, one of a kind, you know, her own self. And I'd always pushed her to be herself. Don't try to be yourself, you know. People don't like you, that's fine. Be yourself. And, you know, there comes an, and I taught her to be tough. You know, I'm, you know, the guy raising a daughter, you know, I want her to be tough. And, you know, I actually told her, I said, somebody messes with you, fight them. But at the end of the day, I didn't want her doing that. You know what I mean? But I wanted her to take up for herself. But, you know, it comes a point in a time where it finally just gets under the skin, and it got her to that point. Like I said, it was the most helpless feeling I've ever had as a parent in my life. And for her to come out of it and to be able to sit there and listen to her tell her story, and this is not the first time. She did it a while back at a girl's home. And there wasn't a dry eye in the house. And I'll be honest with you, I'm the proudest dad in the world for her to be able to stand up and tell her story and to try to convince others to let them know, hey, guys, you're worth it. Don't let it get to the point that it got me into.
And, Anna, to go from that point on the steps that you mentioned where you're in a very dark place that a lot of people who are listening right now may have never been.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
There are people who have been there too.
Right. See, that's something that, it's a relief to know that there are several people who know what I've been through, like, to say, hey, I get what you're saying. I am experiencing that myself. It helps me better understand their situation because, you know, I've been through it myself. What I'm saying is I want to help people live out the lives the best they could. Because for me, once I was going through bullying, I did not plan on living long. I didn't see myself living up to the person I am today. And I'm very thankful that I'm still here. I have my friends. I have my family. I have this organization. This organization is my second family. And without them, I wouldn't be Dimples.
And I was going to say, I know exactly why you're called Dimples as you're smiling and talking.
She's
I know this
them.
Is a radio show, but
she's
people can't
them.
See the dimples were coming as she's sharing about the positive side of this thing. And I wanted to ask you what it's like for you to have this platform today, to go from that point to today, to be able to share with these young people and know that you can make a difference.
It's an amazing feeling, you know, helping these kids get out of the darkness and letting them know that there are people that are there for them and love them unconditionally. And that's probably what they need, to let someone know that they are there for them and that they love them. And that's what I needed. I needed that love. And I got that love, and I still have it to this day. And I want to give that love as well. I want to be pretty much everyone's big sister.
I love it. And I'm going to say this. If you come down to a school and you say, I want to speak to the kids, doesn't usually happen. But if you have something behind it, Bikers Against Bullies, if you don't have Bikers Against Bullies, you don't have a whole team of people lined up as you're speaking, Sean.
It's yeah, I mean, my group, I couldn't do anything without these guys. I mean, it's like Anna said. I mean, our organization, our group, the Northwest Alabama chapter, we're one big family. I mean, it's not just during events like this. We keep up with each other every day, regardless if somebody's sick. We try to look out for one another. I mean, we have just literally turned into one huge family, and we try to pass that caring and all on to our kids and everybody else, you know. It's not just about kids. We try to help anybody in need, but primarily it's the kids.
And I think the point is right now, if for someone listening, if they say they want to take a step, if they want to make a difference, maybe there's an organization out there that you need to be a part of to help move that forward, because the more people there are that unite in an effort, the more opportunities those doors are going to open, and you're going to have a platform to be able to do exactly what you want to do to make a difference.
Absolutely. And even with us, I mean, if you want to be involved with Bikers Against Bullies, you don't even have to be a biker. You know, you can be a soccer mom driving a minivan for all week here. If you want to be a part of us and go out and spread the word and be a part of what we're about, we'll gladly accept you. It doesn't have to be a biker thing. I mean, we'll take anyone. We don't care. As long as you've got the same goal that we have.
Just show up, be yourself, and be willing to help. That's really all we need in this group.
Right now, we're coming to you from Hackleburg High School in Hackleburg, Alabama. I have with me Sean, Mr. Clean Lindsay, as well as Anna Dimples Lindsay, sharing about Bikers Against Bullies USA Northwest Alabama. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about how you can be a part of this effort. We're going to talk about some of the experiences maybe that I've had in my life as well to connect to Anna's story. We're not alone. That's the fact. If you're in a bad place right now, you are not alone. There are other people who are struggling, and I want you to know that. I want you to know that wherever you are right now, if you're being bullied, there is someone who has experienced that before, and you just need to know how to connect with those people, and I think that can make a difference in our lives. So I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications have been serving you and your family since 1955. With their wide selection of Christian books, Bibles, gifts, and more, there is something there for everyone. Did you know that they ship thousands of packages a month all over the United States and the world? Stop by their storefront in Athens, Alabama, or shop their wide selection anytime at truthbooks.com. Be sure to use promo code MARKWHITE at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. That's promo code MARKWHITE at truthbooks.com for 15% off.
Hey, you're listening to the Mark White Show. This is Sean Dietrich, also known as Sean of the South. Get out there and make a difference in this world.
And we're back. You are listening to The Mark White Show. I am in Hackleburg, Alabama at Hackleburg High School. We do want to thank the administration here at Hackleburg for allowing us to be here today to be able to present to students, primarily middle schoolers, as Bikers Against Bullies came together, the Northwest chapter came together to talk to these students, to encourage them, to let them know that they're not alone when it comes to bullying. I'd like to welcome back Sean Mr. Clean Lindsay, as well as his daughter, Anna Dimples Lindsay. Welcome back to the show, Sean.
Thank you. It's glad to be here, Mark.
And Anna, same to you. Welcome back.
Thank you.
You shared some of your story, Anna, and I have my own story. When I was in school, and my granddad was a preacher, and so we traveled a lot. So that means that you're in a new school each and every time you move to a new city, and that means that you're not familiar with the students, and they're not familiar with you. And if there's anything that they can find, if there's a young person there that finds something that they don't like about you, it can be really hard because you're trying to adjust first off. They're trying to adjust as well, but you're the person who is on the outside coming in, and that can be really hard, and it was hard on me as a young person.
Right. It takes a lot of getting used to.
And you're looking for support too, and I think it's important that we note that Hackleburg High School allowed Bikers Against Bullies into the school today, because we need those people who are adults, who are grown-ups, who can make the type of decisions that help with this type of issue. And I believe that here at Hackleburg, we have some people on board who are ready, willing, and able to make a difference.
Definitely. And that's our main goal. We want to find people to help us out and find those who can relate to me. Me being bullied and me sharing my story and having kids reaching out to me, knowing how I feel, it's heartbreaking, to be honest, but it's a way I can know I can help, to reach out to them, tell them that they're not alone.
Absolutely. And Sean, as we talked about with this experience, this is something where you haven't had an opportunity for a while to do this, but now today, it's opened up the door. And it's not just Hackleburg.
No.
There are a lot of schools that your organization can go and, yes, and give some support.
Well, when after school break, summer break, we plan on hitting literally every school in Marion County. The superintendent, she and I have been talking about this for over a year. We've been waiting due to COVID and whatnot. We've been chomping at the bit, just wanting to. And finally getting this one out of the way was just bittersweet. And we're really looking forward to school starting back. And, you know, I want to share with everybody real quick. If you want to get involved, find out what we're about, you can. We have a Facebook page. It's Bikers Against Bullies USA, Northwest Alabama. You can go to our website. It's www.bikersagainstbulliesusa.com. You can email me at lindseyshawn@gmail.com. You know, anybody that wants to get involved with our organization, we'd be glad to you know, have them come out, do some events with us, and see what we're all about and see if it's for them, you know, and we'd love to have anybody.
Speaking of what it's all about, let's talk about this slogan, Stand Up, Be Heard. Yeah. Where'd that come from?
That was originated from the founder, Flash. It was something that they come up with in the beginning when Bikers Against Bullies started. What a lot of people don't know, Bikers Against Bullies is nationwide and actually worldwide. We have a chapter in Italy and in South Africa. So we are literally all over the map. And the Stand Up, Be Heard, it's to me, it's one of the coolest slogans ever. I mean, it's on, we use the term respect a lot. But Stand Up, Be Heard, I mean, it's a simple slogan that has a whole lot of meaning. Because if kids don't stand up and be heard, they're never going to let anyone know what's going on with them. So we really try to utilize that in every program we do, whether it be shirts, we have it with bracelets, you name it. You know, the Stand Up, Be Heard is our main slogan.
And it's not just the individual being bullied to stand up, but maybe they need us to stand up around them first before they can get up off their feet.
Yeah, our goal isn't just to try to reach out to kids that are being bullies. We want to reach out to the bully also. We want to change that bully's mind about what they're doing. Maybe these kids don't even realize they're being bullies, you know, and it could be because of home life. I mean, there's no way to know. At the end of the day, we want to try to reach out to the bully as well as the ones being bullied.
And that's one of the things that I was talking with you out in the hallway, is knowing that some of these folks who are now incarcerated, they went through these experiences. Yeah. What they actually did, many of them, was a response to how they were treated. And so it doesn't make it right.
No.
But when a bully's bullied, sometimes the bullied becomes the bullier.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, we see that happen a lot. And, you know, there's a lot of people, if there had been programs years ago like this, there could have been some people saved, you know, right now from what's happened to them.
You talked about it with the fact that Miss West, who comes to the school to talk to kids about mental health, mm-hmm. if you have a young person who's able to talk to her, that can be a good step. And once they get the knowledge of what this person's going through, then maybe take another step and come up with ways that, okay, we know what the problem is now. We've got to figure out how to combat this problem so that this young person knows that this is the path they need to take and not the other.
Right, right. And we have some more. I mean, we got some of the best counselors that you could ask for here at Hackleberg. I mean, the one in particular, Miss Charlotte, I don't know what we would have done without her, with Anna Grace. I mean, absolutely amazing woman. I can't thank her enough. You know, we need these in the schools. We need these counselors. We need these county programs to come into the schools and get with kids. Same thing as Bikers Against Bullies. You know, we need to be in the schools just as well as they do.
And I'll say this, we don't give up on adults. We don't give up on grown-ups. I hope nobody ever gives up on me. The fact is when we can catch them young and catch them early, we have a better chance.
Right.
We get set in our ways as we get older. And there's some things that we're wired a certain way, and it's really hard to change that. But a young person, they're developing, their mind's growing, mm-hmm. and we're wiring that mind as we speak.
Right. If we teach them now about respect, self-respect, you know, teach them just to be a good person all the way around. And it's not like we're trying to drill it into their head, but, you know, we want them to realize this is what it takes to make it through life. You have to be this way. You know, you need to act a certain way, act accordingly. And, you know, show respect, you'll get respect.
Dimples, I'm glad that you were able to get on that path to be able to speak today. And I'm glad that you're here with us today.
Thank you. This was my second time telling my story, and I have to admit, I'm very surprised I made it through without crying.
You were getting close, but it's an emotional thing. So there's nothing
really
wrong with
is.
Crying. That's another thing. If you start crying and you're sharing your story, I guarantee you were crying when it was happening. So when you think about it and looking back, it's going to cause emotional issues as well.
Right, right. Dad tells me all the time, whenever I'm out there speaking, I can really get into the hearts of people. I'm not sure if it's me telling my story and they're able to relate to me, or, you know, me being their age and just them understanding completely. But either way, I don't know how.
Are you a senior?
I'm a junior.
A junior, because you're almost 18.
Yes, sir.
I didn't turn 18 until after I graduated high school. So you're close. You've got one more
yes.
year. So you today have an impact for the next year for these young people who heard you today. You are now a point of contact for some of these young people who said,
right.
you know what, Dimples was talking about her own experience, and now you've got a year for these kids to find you and to continue mm-hmm. to be a help.
See, even when I'm not in this school anymore, I still want to get BAB involved with, if I go to college, if I even at my workplace, things like that. I want people everywhere, all in Marion County, to know about BAB. That is my main goal.
Excellent.
Yeah, I told her that it's going to be a point in time where us old guys have to quit and give it up. And I expect her to keep doing it when Dad's the point when he can't ride anymore and all that stuff, you know, for her to continue this on when I'm to the point where I can't. And she said she's going to do it, and I believe it wholeheartedly.
And everybody has a place.
Absolutely.
Each person, no matter what their age is, they can touch a person. Somebody might need that older person to speak to them. Some people might need that female to speak to them. Some people might need that male to speak to them. Everybody's circumstance is different. But
sure.
as long as you have people from all walks of life, you may have the very person in that group that needs to be the person for the person who's listened today and needs that help.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you there. And that's one of the things I like about having her to come and tell her story. If a bunch of old bikers can't get through to them, a young lady that's went through the same things or some of the same things, she has the ability to get through to them, you know, when we can't.
Sean, again, let's share how people can connect with Bikers Against Bullies. I know that we have the group, which is Bikers Against Bullies, USA, Northwest Alabama. You mentioned a website that people can check it out as well.
Yes, it's www.bikersagainstbulliesusa.com or .org. You can go to our Facebook. It's Bikers Against Bullies USA, Northwest Alabama chapter. LindsaySean@gmail.com. That's my personal email. You know, if you want to get involved, if you're having issues, if you've got kids that are having issues, reach out to us. We'll be glad to try to get with you and try to help you do something about it. It's what we're here for.
Anna, thank you for your desire to help other young people after knowing what you went through.
Oh, absolutely. I don't want another kid to suffer like I did. I want that 15 kids today. I'd want it to go down, even if it's just 14, just knowing that we were able to help one person, that's all that matters. And our motto is stand up, be heard. I want to help these people stand up and be heard. That is what all we want to do, help these kids out of their mess and help them be confident about themselves.
Mr. Clean, always a pleasure to have you on the Mark White Show.
Man, thank you so much for making it today, Mark. You don't know how much we appreciate you. We really do.
I appreciate Bikers Against Bullies and their effort, and look forward to more projects that we can work on
Absolutely,
together.
Absolutely, brother. We've got a lot more up to come, yes.
All right, folks, we've been coming to you today from Hackleburg, Alabama at Hackleburg High School. Again, we appreciate the administration, all those who are involved with allowing Bikers Against Bullies USA, Northwest Alabama, to come in to the school and speak to these young people. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers, and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I want you to share these stories with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and then go and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You can also now hear the Mark White Show on 98.1 The Beat through Rocket City Broadcasting on Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. I hope you'll tune in on Sunday mornings at 7 o'clock to that very special program as we recognize nonprofits. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want you to stay tuned for Chorus Corner coming up next, right here on the Mark White Show.
Thank God for kids.
Welcome to another edition of Chorus Corner with Cora White. Today, Cora is reading Caitlin's Broken Leg, An Unbroken Spirit by Gina Crawford. And now, here's Cora White.
Caitlin's Broken Leg, An Unbroken Spirit by Gina Crawford. To Tamara, Jeff, and Caitlin Stanley, Bob and Nikki Butler, Linda Dickey, and Doug Stanley. Yikes! My name is Caitlin, and I have a story. Let me warn you, some parts are gory. I'll start by telling you about my world. I have all that I need. I'm a happy little girl. My family and friends love me a ton. My little dog Lola is silly and fun. My life was perfect till one day in May. I woke up one morning and went out to play. I was riding my bike and suddenly, crash! My whole world changed in what seemed like a flash. I landed on the ground, I couldn't believe it. My leg was hurt badly, ouch! I could feel it. My leg was broken. The results came fast. 6 weeks in a wheelchair and a full leg cast. My life had been perfect. It was hard to believe. How could this happen to someone like me? I stayed awake all night and stared at the ceiling. It was hard to escape the sad, scared feeling. Suddenly I remembered my favorite phrase, "When life gives you lemons, make lemonade." My lemonade theory was perfectly neat. I would turn something sour into sweet. To find out what Caitlin turned into something sweet, go to GinaCBooks.com. Gina is spelled G-I-N-A.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. You can tune in every Saturday to hear Cora's Corner right here on The Mark White Show. Again, you can purchase Caitlin's Broken Leg, An Unbroken Spirit, at GinaCBooks.com. I hope you've all enjoyed today's show, and we appreciate Mr. Clean and his daughter Dimples for sharing about Bikers Against Bullies USA Northwest Alabama chapter. And we also appreciate Anna sharing her own personal message about bullying. We also appreciate Cora and her brand new episode of Cora's Corner. We love hearing Cora read stories every single week. I hope that you'll send me messages and let me know that The Mark White Show is making a difference in your life. If you'd like to send me an email, you can send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire.
I hope that you are encouraged and inspired by the Mark White Show, and you'll let your family, your friends, your neighbors know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. Please follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and then subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. I would love for you to be a sponsor of the Mark White Show if you're in a position to do so. You can reach out to me via email at themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Let's talk about it. Let's see how we can help each other. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White.
And Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.
To live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.